Each December, the sounds of the holiday grow louder and louder. As Christmas Day grows closer and closer, our ears are filled with the frenzy of the shopping mall, sentimental songs from familiar TV specials, impatient children around a tree adorned with bright lights and tinseled ornaments. But are these the real sounds of Christmas? Or can we quiet our minds, open the pages of God's Word, and tune our hearts to the glorious sounds of that night in Bethlehem? Prophet Isaiah proclaimed that the Messiah's coming would be miraculous. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us, and not only with us, but for us. On that night in Bethlehem, God was literally as good as his word. This newborn child would fulfill God's promise to Adam and Eve to crush the head of the serpent that deceived them. This newborn child would fulfill God's promise to Abraham that through him, all the peoples of the earth would be blessed. This newborn child would fulfill God's promise to King David that his descendant would reign on his throne forever. This newborn child, the Son of God himself, would fulfill the words of the prophet Isaiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. It's no wonder that the citizens of heaven flooded the night sky above the hills of Judea to herald the coming of this newborn king.
God himself.
That Christmas night, the sounds of heaven pierced the dreadful silence of our sin and shame, proclaiming God's favor and forgiveness to all who would listen. The angels realized that this good news, though promised by God, was undeserved by mankind. Heaven understood that God's Son took on flesh not to be our model or our martyr, but to be our Savior. As the Apostle Paul would later write, "For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross." With all this in mind, all the angels could do was give God the glory He was due. And when the shepherds found the Christ child, they worshiped as well. Imagine being there among the shepherds, hearing the angels praising the Father for the gift of His Son, Jesus, wondering if this child was truly the answer to your prayers, the one sent by the Lord to not only deliver your nation, but to deliver you.
Greet with anthems sweet, what shall
The sounds of Christmas change everything. The shepherds who heard the angels would never be the same. The wise men who brought gifts had to go home a different way. Mary and Joseph had the impossible honor of raising a child who would grow up to lay down his life for the sins of the world. For the one born in that Bethlehem manger would later die on a cross outside of Jerusalem. For though the sounds of Christmas can bring us joy and wonder, God uses them to bring us to our knees in worship and celebration.
Sure foundation.